How's it?
That's going good, and you, man.
That's good. I'm going good, yeah, man. Bro.
Sorry, say again.
Just went for. Oh, no, yeah, I just still going. We went for Rogan Tall. All
right.
Rogan to join. Let's hope it's soon. It's not going through to him. Yeah, how's your day been?
Nah, it's been pretty all right. I mean, I hurt my ankle while trying to do a skate trick.
That's hectic.
Yeah, bro. Pretty.
Oh, Rogan.
Oh, yeah? Rogan. How's it going, bro?
Got any?
No, it's going all right.
Have you done the intro yet?
No, we have not. I'm going to go close my doors and windows while you do that.
Yeah. So, welcome back to Rogan Josh Spicy Talks. Thank you for popping in and giving us a second to just chat around and let you listen to us. Don't forget to tell your friends and family about this. We podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and many more. So definitely go tell your friends and family about this. And yeah, enjoy this premium podcast.
Premium podcast.
Premium.
Yeah, dude.
Makes it sound like we're a multi-million dollar company.
Dude. I still can't believe how funny my joke was.
It wasn't that funny, to be honest.
Was it the Alabama one?
It was flippin' funny. So, we're learning about bees in natural science. Mm. And then, I don't know how the topic went to the IEB system. And then the teacher
I was like, ma'am.
It's one of the best.
Yeah.
And you should stick to it, you know? And then I was like, ma'am. I guess you could say the IB system is the bee's knees.
I don't know what's so funny about it, bro.
It's just—it's so stupid that it's funny. That's why.
You don't understand. Yeah. I was crying.
He was.
Like, I couldn't breathe.
He was.
Bro, I had a great day, like. Today was one of the greatest days of all time. It was like a nice day, you know, just like nice, no bad stuff happening. And in return, I get like a sore ankle because I was being a dumbass. And I try to like drop off this, like this thing the size of a fire hydrant, right? So like I try to throw my board under my feet, right? And then I land with the board on its side. And then my ankle like goes on there and then it just.
It okay, but like.
Sucks.
Yeah, no, that's hectic.
Okay, but like, when?
Rogan.
Yeah, I know. When
Rogan,
did you ask? Yeah, I know.
No,
when
was this today? Was this?
Yeah, this is afternoon. Yeah. Not a good save.
Now my turn to tell you what I did, how I hurt myself.
Yeah.
It's quite funny. So.
Okay.
Dude, you're always hurting yourself.
Yeah, but just listen how I did. Just listen how I did this time. It was flipping funny.
All right.
So I was cycling with a friend. A friend that I shall not speak his name.
I know who it is.
So we went cycling by the dam. Mm-hmm. And now, normally...
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
Continue. Yeah.
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 Okay. So, I went cycling. Oh, yeah. And now when you go down to the dam, there's a long downhill and it's like quite steep and you get a lot of speed.
All right.
But then just after that, there's a boom that like kind of closes the road off.
Oh, crap. I know where this is going. Yeah, continue.
Yeah. And I was going too fast. And, yeah, I crashed into that boom.
You crashed into the boom.
And then I went flying.
And then you did a front flip, I'm assuming?
Nah, I just went over the handlebars.
Dude, I'm imagining one of those cartoon things. Where, like, the boom, he slides back, and the bike keeps on going.
Josh's, like, stomach just bent.
Yeah.
Like, freaking...
No, but at least, instead of me, like, hitting the boom itself, there's a little, like, cylinder going up that stops the boom from, like, going all the way to the floor. So instead of hitting the pole horizontally, I hit it vertically.
Yeah.
So I hit the point that I was going vertically down. So I just hit my wheel forward, and then I went flying over the bars. But if I didn't hit that, I could have damaged my handlebars, and I could have broken some ribs.
Ooh.
So it was kind of a good choice of me hitting the thing vertically instead of horizontally. So
okay. Well, I haven't hurt myself. I haven't hurt myself today because I'm not a dumbass.
No, I didn't hurt myself. It wasn't today.
It was actually sport. When
was it?
Yeah.
It was Sunday.
Yeah, but
it was quite funny.
Telling me this was this. Yeah, he's over here himself. Oh no, that was last weekend. I'm a dumbass. All right.
So yeah. No, actually, I cut myself on my scar on my arm. Yeah, I cut myself there.
Yeah. Oh.
For people who haven't looked at my arm, who haven't or don't know the story, I broke my arm twice.
Yeah.
Had surgery, and then I...
Mans is now the Terminator.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I was thinking to talk about some little controversial stuff throughout this. Like, just some light talk at first, and then once we get in the middle.
Such as?
So, wait.
Like?
Hunting. Yeah, so, apparently it's controversial.
Hunting?
Yeah, apparently it's controversial. At my school. In my class, anyways.
Okay. Ooh.
So, like, you guys know, like, just normal...
So it's not, like, public. It's not, like, public controversy.
No, we're talking about, like, stuff that people find kind of offensive at school. Or, like, people locally. You know what I'm saying? Locally.
Tree huggers.
Yeah, exactly. Tree huggers, man. I actually did a poll in my class, and 9 people don't support hunting, and 10 people support hunting. Like, just not even trophy, not even hunting lions. Yeah, I have a lot of hippies in my class. Not even, like,
I think
lions.
The rest of the people don't give a shit.
Yeah. No. Some people actually actively hunt in my class.
There's one person, indeed.
What? Yes, you got, like, Anne-Louise, Yane, Anika...
Jordan,
hi, boy, don't say their names. Da-da-da.
Yeah, bro. But, like...
You basically just committed a sin
against me. He just says, yeah, bro.
Bro, like... So, I interviewed 10 people and 9. Why is this so split? I mean, what's so bad about... What's so bad about hunting? Like, just hunting buck. I'm not even talking about...
They get all their meat from hunting.
I'm not even...
So...
Yeah, exactly. Like, just eating the buck. Like, the entire thing. Or eating most of it. I support that.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
They have a problem with is the fact that they have to take the life of an animal.
They don't have to do
anything.
We
don't think of that when we eat
hunting in general, just people going and killing animals and then eating the meat. Like, I'm good with that. I could actually personally kill an animal. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
to be honest, I don't mind hunting, but I wouldn't do that.
This
guy, I wouldn't kill someone.
Yeah.
Thunder said he shot a pigeon once and then he started crying.
Yeah, I know. That was...
Dude,
yeah,
no, I would, dude, I know exactly who would do that.
Yeah.
Rogan, I think you would know the same person that I'm thinking of would cry if he had to shoot a pigeon.
Maybe it's a Geo, isn't it?
Dude, no names.
Nyman, names.
I mean, geography. Man.
Oh, my soul.
Sorry.
What? Yeah. Sometimes you don't make sense, yeah?
I don't know, man.
I don't think...
No, but I think we're thinking of the same person.
No, I don't know. I think I might have a clue.
Alright. So, like, yeah. I don't see the need to protest... Ow! Sorry, I just bumped my knee. I don't see the need to protest hunting, because that's not the real reason that animal populations are going down and all that. Yeah. They don't understand there's a difference between hunting... Which is fair, and you pay for stuff, and it actually goes back to conservations and stuff. And there's different, and then there's poaching, right? And that's bad.
Yeah. You see what I have?
No, poaching is the bad.
What I have a problem with is when people take a shot from like 400 meters,
yeah,
which doesn't even give the animal like a chance.
A chance, yeah.
It's just getting knocked down.
Yeah, it's just gonna suffer. Yeah.
So,
I think
it's gonna suffer. Instead of like instantly killing it, it's just gonna suffer.
Yeah, that's only if you. That's, I don't know the
if
English
word
for
it.
It's funny, yeah,
the
book quiz.
But you see, if I was hunting, we have a 60-meter rule, 60-meter yeah. limit.
Yeah.
Depends on what you. We're shooting.
Mm. Like, if you have the more alert bucks, I would say, like, at most, maybe 100 meters. 90, maybe.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
If, like, the, some of the more alert bucks, like spring buck and stuff.
Skittish.
Mm. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Mm.
You know,
well, I don't really have a problem with people shooting long range, really. Well, yeah, I can see where you're coming from, though. I can see what you're thinking here. Yeah.
But, like, I think if you're going to kill the animal to eat it, then I think a limit, a range limit is
fair enough.
Viable, you could say.
Mm.
But if it's pest control, then, I mean, you can take whatever
distance you want. If you're like, because, if you're like culling an animal because it's going to cost too much to like take care of the species, then yeah.
Or if it's like if you're a farmer and there's pigeons or baboons like, eating your crops.
Mm.
Then you have a pretty good reason to like take whatever distance you want.
Mm, exactly. Freaking 1,000 meters. I don't care. Yeah.
Dude, I would love to see you hit a 1,000-meter shot.
A kilometer just for a baboon? 1 kilometer. Kilometer just for
the kilometers, like halfway up. What is it, George Peak?
Yeah, Mount Chiliad.
It's like from my school to Pick and Pay.
What?
No. Pick and Pay's a bit.
It's a, Pick and Pay's a bit far. Further. Yeah.
Nope.
It's like two.
No, Pick and Pay's from like school from school to Pick and Pay is about like.
No, yeah, that's a little far. That's like 3, 4.
About 600-700 meters.
Pick and pay. No.
Call it a kilometer, dude. Just round up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I said, kilometer. Now you're making me sound dumb. With geography.
Well, no, a kilometer is like from here from school to like the mall. That's a kilometer.
No, from school to the mall is 4 kilometers.
Exactly, dumbass.
Language, bruh.
How is it 4 kilometers?
It's like...
I measured on Google Maps.
It's logic.
Wow,
though.
Google Maps.
1,000 meters. It's like, okay, so 10 rugby fields, right? Is that gonna reach the mole? Just think logically right now.
Could possibly.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up. Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna check now. Anyways, where were we? Yeah, we were on the issue of hunting. Buck hunting, I have no problem with. Trophy hunting, I don't also have a problem with. But let me explain my opinion of why I don't have a problem with trophy hunting. Can I just say?
Yeah.
So
that's the whole point of the podcast, you knob.
Yeah. Anyways,
just speak what you want to.
Yeah. Like, so what I see is, so they choose like if you're gonna kill like a rhino or a elephant or a lion. I don't really like killing lions because they're an endangered species, but whatever. So are rhinos. But if you're gonna kill like one of those endangered species, you have to pay a ridiculous amount of money, right? And they choose an animal, most likely a male that can't mate anymore and is too old and like is really aggressive, you know. And then they use that money, the obscene amount of like money, which is like R1 million or $300,000, and they use that to actually give money to the locals there and give the money to conservation places.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so that's why trophy hunting is good for animals. Poaching is the complete opposite. Not
I don't think.
And plus the funding really goes into security and stuff.
I mean, I don't really like trophy hunting because unless they eat the animals, I've never done it.
Yeah.
But if they're just shooting it to see which one gets the biggest buck, then I don't really agree with it.
Yeah. I don't like that either. Like unless you're culling really or doing it for a good cause, then I don't really like it, man. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just do the thing quickly to show you the distances.
Uh-huh.
So Rogan, you were right.
Oh.
But it's not exactly 4 kilometers.
Oh, it's 4.6.
It's 4.001 or
something. No. It's 3.3.
Ah.
He was close.
And from Glenn to Pick and Pay, There's different routes. There's three different routes, but the main route going on the main road, which is Neisner Road, is 1.3.
Yeah, so, I was right.
So, about you were close, but like.
I was right about pick and pay.
You were most.
He was right about. He was almost right about pick and pay. He wasn't right about that. So, congrats to you, Rogan, from personal experience, mostly.
Yes, I know my distances.
Yeah.
Go, Rogan.
Can take me far in life, yeah?
Exactly.
But, like, yeah. Dude. I'm so excited. I might get a new Pelican. Or I'm going to try to sell my Pelican and then save up for another one.
Nice.
Because of this, I can do competitions if I wanted to. Which means I could get big bucks.
Big bucks, yeah.
Because it's a PCP.
Yeah, yeah.
Which stands for pre-charged pneumatic. And where there's a cylinder that you pump up with air. And there's not a, I don't think there's a spring. And so it's lighter, that influences the weight. And there's a bolt action on it. Which means I don't have to, you know, lose my shot, lose my sight when I have to pull the barrel down and put the new bullet in or fresh round. Yeah, much better.
That's vibes, maybe.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. But like, do you guys have like any like news?
Yeah, I actually do.
Like,
I actually got into contact with my best friend. Sorry, I dropped my phone there. I got into contact with
your friends.
Yeah, of course. but like. So I got into contact with my best friend now, and, like, he stopped using Instagram a couple months ago, and he was like, hey, man, sorry, I've been offline for a while now. And, like, he lives in Texas, and we've been friends since the first grade, so I'm really glad about that. He really wants to hang out with me, but, like, next time I go to America,
it's probably going to be... Yeah, you guys are, like, literally, like, across the world.
Yeah, pretty much, like, long-distance friendship.
Yeah. Long-distance never works out.
Friendships, friendships work, but, like... Long distance relationships? Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah, long distance relationships.
Yikes, maybe.
No. I can't deal with that. Mm-mm.
It's because you have an ad.
Yeah. Friendship keeps it alive. Friendship is like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
the boy.
You can deal not to hang out with that person for a little while or a long while.
It depends on what the person is to you.
Yeah. Like,
if they're a really, really close friend, like a family friend, then I guess you kind of need to see each other.
Like me and my friend, we're really close friends, but like he understands that we can't see each other or we can't hang out because like whole COVID thing on top of my dad. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no. But like if the COVID thing didn't happen, my dad wouldn't be able to have enough money anyways because he just got a new job and stuff. And yeah.
Plus, how much must a trip to America cost, dude?
Bro, like,
it's a lot.
It's a lot since last time I went. It's a lot since last year, early last year, dude. Man, the economy's gotten way too. Can I say crap or is that too much?
Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah. Let me just give you the exchange rate right now.
All
right.
Dude, are we talking US dollars?
I need to Google it right now. What do you
think, you knob? But like, my sister gave me $20 as like a souvenir.
Oh, damn.
And I mean, I could cash that in at any time I wanted to.
$20 times 50. Whoa, dude.
That's a lot
that's
of
300.
Money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's not too much, but like, it's
seven,
not.
Last year? Early last year, dude. Man, the economy's gotten way too. Can I say crap or is that too much?
Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah. Let me just give you the exchange rate right now.
All right. Are we talking US dollars?
I need to Google it right now.
What do you think, you knob? But like, my sister gave me $20 as like a souvenir.
Oh, damn.
And I mean, I could cash that in at any time I wanted to.
$20 times 50. Whoa, dude.
That's a
that's
lot of 300. Money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, it's
that's not too much, but like it's
17.
Nothing.
300.
It's 325.
Yeah, geez, bro. No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'll get you like a text and a newspaper.
A text.
Oh yeah. Not even so like the not even like currency. A Milky Bar or like a Mars bar or something. Just a text.
Text is pretty nice, bro. Why are you sleeping on text?
The text is vibes.
Text
dude.
Is good. I admit, I have tried it. I've only tried it once, but like I just prefer Snickers once. And yeah, once. I prefer Snickers and Mars over text. That's just my personal preference because I like peanut butter stuff. I like peanut butter and chocolate.
Dude, you know what I'm pretty pissed off you don't get in like Pick and Pay. What you don't get in convenience stores is Reese's Puffs.
Oh, that's so good.
You have to go to the airport for that, dude.
That chocolate is like the best chocolate that I've ever had.
And that's no if good. They have it. That's if
yeah, I know. That's even. You guys ever try Toxic Wisp?
No.
Yeah, I have.
Rogan, I gave you one.
When?
Like when in America, when I came back from America in 2018.
Oh, I can't really remember.
Yeah, I think you wanted one anyways. So.
2018. How do you expect
it's not even that bad, to be like honest. It's quite ago. Nice.
It not even that bad, dude. Like the first 5 seconds is absolute hell. Then you transition into the lower depths of hell. Then you go back up.
Oh yeah, I remember.
It's like The Exorcist, but worse.
Yeah, I remember. I remember them now.
Mm.
I couldn't handle it. I just remember spitting it out.
Yeah, like I actually had two at once at one time. They were both the same flavor.
Yeah, no, that's hectic.
Suck, dude. Yeah, what's the dumbest thing that you guys have done for money?
I don't really know, eh? I don't even know.
Come on, you just like...
Okay, this is quite...
Yeah.
For
this
money.
Is quite a story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us.
Josh unveiling that he's a prostitute really on live podcast.
What?
Nothing.
What? no. So when I was... I don't even know when long. I was like, okay, I actually like gave the offer to my dad. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, if I put my hand in this full bucket of cold, like freaking cold ice.
That's bad.
For... 5 minutes.
Okay, that's bad. Sorry.
He would give me, but back then, like $100 was a lot of money.
Like, great too.
Back in my day. What do you mean, bro?
Yeah. Back in my day.
You sound like you're like a Civil War veteran. Back in my day.
No, but like, as a child, like, a little amount of money it seems so much for you.
Mm.
So I did that. I put my hand in. And I dug it in deep, mm-hmm. so my whole hand was covered.
Yeah.
And I put, like, ice over it, and, like, so my whole hand was, like...
Fully submerged.
Filled with ice. Yeah, fully submerged. And I left it there for about 4 minutes, and I started to not feel my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, duh.
And then... yeah, I know. I was, what, 8 years old?
Grade two, I think.
Good too. And then I took it out, and yo, just putting it out in the fresh air felt like it was like a boiling water that just went over my hand.
Now imagine putting that in boiling water. Or like just hot, just like lukewarm water.
Is under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to speak about the time you had your way with an egg?
What?
Well, I mean, you kind of have to.
He's
tell
way
him.
With an egg.
Okay, you can tell him. You can tell him.
No, you can tell. It happened to
Why?
You.
Okay, fine. So I didn't even get any money for this. So
this wasn't for money. This was a dare.
Yeah, this is just a dare, and I don't really back down. I'm not a massive what's the word? Was to when it comes to like dares. You know what I'm saying? Or like physical dares.
Yeah.
I don't when it gets to talking to people and saying. Dumb stuff, and I'm not really good at that. But when it comes to physical dares, I'm all for it, right? So, like, I Aiden It was me, Aiden, and Rogan at a sleepover, right?
And Liam.
Oh, yeah, and Liam, bro. I forgot about that. And then... and then, so Liam... I mean, Rogan just popped a Nestle Crunch Aiden's head with the egg, right? And then, like... And then I was up next, right? So I had to top that. And Rogan's like, I dare you to put it in your underpants and just... hum the wall.
Oh... Why would you do that?
One up.
So you put an egg in your pants.
I consented to it, so yes, the egg was very enjoyable. And I admit I was a little shy at first, but then as soon as I got through with the motions.
But then the egg warmed up to me, you know?
All right, you guys keep... I'm going to go get a glass of water right behind me real quick so I can shout.
Did.
So you can shout.
Yeah, I can shout back here.
Okay, Zander, you don't have to raise your voice. Jeez.
What do you mean?
Calm down. Yo. Rest the emotions.
All right.
Just so shouting at us. What did we do to you?
I don't know, man.
That's toxic, yeah.
And then I remember that same night where Zander had his way with an egg. I did Liam to put
in his socks.
Dude, it wasn't that funny. Calm down.
Dude, I remember just the squishing sound.
And then, so I put toothpaste in his expensive socks. They were Champions.
Mm.
But they were...
Champion on that, expensive.
Really? I thought they're expensive. And so...
They're pretty expensive. They're over decently priced, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, whatever. And so I put this toothpaste in his socks, and then he runs around in a circle. And you could just hear... every time that he runs. And then when he took his foot out, it was full of warts, dude.
Warts.
Yeah, warts. Like it was welts.
No.
And it was. You were thinking you had to amputate his foot on the spot.
I got the axe already. Rogan was just like right by the sandpaper.
The sandpaper? Why would you need sandpaper to amputate a foot?
No, to sharpen the axe.
Who sharpens an axe with sandpaper?
I don't know, man. My parents are weird.
Don't you use like a
your
stone?
Your parents are weird.
You're supposed to use like a stone, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Not a sanding paper.
Oh, can I tell you guys something that happened at school today?
Yeah, just like don't something mention really names, dumb. Remember.
No, I won't. So, this person I am talking, I'm gonna call her. I'll call her Red, right? So me
oh,
and Red.
It's a her.
Yeah, it's a her. So me and Red are talking. No, this is dumb. This is really dumb. So like, me and her are talking about a controversial subject, and I don't wanna bring it up because people will either agree or disagree with me, and I don't want that backlash. You know what I'm saying? It's really controversial.
Just mention what it is. I'm curious.
No, it's about abortion.
So we won't get into it. Just tell us what
it
is.
Yeah, it's about abortion.
Okay.
Mm. Me and her are discussing it. And I bring up that I have this opinion about abortion, and she has a different opinion about abortion, right? And I was like, okay, I respect your opinion. Sorry. I just took a sip of water. So then I I respect your opinion, like really, but I don't agree with it. And she's like, well, your opinion is wrong.
What was her opinion?
I can't say, man. It's kind of, bruh. Then they'll know my opinion, and then people come down on me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like, I'm just trying to keep it neutral here. So like, and then she says, well, your opinion is wrong. And my opinion on opinions, yeah, we're getting into this now just because of some... Anyways. There's no facts. There's no wrong or right in opinions. It's all just opinions. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not like one set.
Yeah, opinion. Exactly. Just that's just multiple right. Difference. Who's the judge of that though? You can't really. Because
yeah.
Everybody's biased.
Mm. Yeah.
And she keeps saying, but no, your opinion is wrong. And then I'm like, why? Give a reason for it, at least. To back up your statement. She's like, no, you're just wrong. Oh, my gosh. I can't deal with
these people, man. Where are you going with this?
No, this is just so stupid that someone would think an opinion is right or wrong. Opinions are just opinions, jeez, man. No, I'm really like, get
offended by it.
No. I'm not. I'm offended by the person that says the opinion that opinions are just right and wrong. There ain't no right and wrong in this world.
Yeah, there kind of is.
It's just opinions, man. I'm sorry.
There kind of is.
Well, yeah, I got yeah. There kind of is, but when it comes to opinion wise, there ain't no right or wrong. It's just opinions.
Opinion wise, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously. So like. I don't know, man. I just can't deal with people like that. They just think you're wrong every time just because you don't agree with them on one thing. You guys have any similar experiences to that?
I need to think now.
And I like people like Unleavel because she doesn't agree with me on certain stuff. And we still converse. And,
names, bro.
I mean, yeah, that's not a real name. But, like...
that's not a real name.
But anyways, so we're... Okay, that. So me and her are talking, right? And then we don't agree on something, but we respect each other's opinion. We listen to each other's sides of whatever they have to believe in. And yeah, I like those types of conversations. Really, it's just a conversation. It's not even debate. It's just two people talking. I love it.
Yeah.
You guys ever have a similar experience with, I'm going to call them future Karens?
Yeah.
All right.
Or you could just call them people, but that's just my opinion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's with my opinion.
Wow.
Can I have your manager, please?
Can I speak to your manager?
What if you are the manager?
Like, I am the manager.
That brain does not compute.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, she'll just self-destruct right there.
I can imagine that. System does not compute. She opens her shirt, flips two buttons, and then like... Poosh.
Yeah, dude.
You're an emergency.
Dude, we get so much work in math.
It's not like, that... No, I finished all that.
No. We have different
teachers. See, you don't have Mr. Johnson.
We have different teachers.
Oh.
Don't mention the names, bruh.
Okay, well, that's not his real name. Mm.
So. Yeah. It's not his real name.
Yeah, okay, cool.
But, like, we have different teachers. Our teacher gives us so much, bruh.
Yo, yeah.
Dude, I haven't even started. I need to go start that now.
Oh, with that same. One worksheet due for tomorrow.
No, dude.
We finished that. We have activity 3, I think.
3, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's like 3 4 pages of work.
Yeah.
Jeez, bro. You guys are unlucky.
And it's just, what is its area? Oh. It's like area Pythagoras. Mm. So annoying. Mm.
Yeah.
Well, more than
okay, I'll just ask you for answers.
Mm. Dude, this guy says he gives me answers in tech rule, but you can't have answers in tech drill. A drawing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It works, bro. But like... I don't know, man. School's getting harder now. And I understand I need to work harder now.
Isn't that how grades work?
No, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to give myself a motivational punch in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like... I know I gotta work harder next term so I can get my grades up and like stay at a level so I can go to a good college and stuff. I don't know, man. I'll just see where life goes, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I feel bad for specific people. I'm not gonna mention names here that have like their whole life planned out by their parents and stuff.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We all know. I think Rogan knows who I'm talking about, but like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure everyone knows who we're talking about.
All right.
I don't think I know
who you're talking about. Yeah, I was about to say Josh.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay, let's wrap this podcast up with a joke. With a joke.
All right. Can I tell it?
Okay, I have a joke. I have a joke.
Okay, fine. You tell me.
You're
tell
not going to tell a joke because we're going to be here for hours. Please tell a joke.
It's your one of your jokes. I'll give you credit. It's one of your jokes. Or you can tell.
Okay.
Why didn't you guys just
No. Okay. I'll tell the joke. I'll tell Rogan's joke. This is Rogan's joke, right?
So, how do you circumcise an Alabaman boy?
Oh my soul.
You kick his sister in the jaw.
Don't say it.
Don't Thunder. Say it.
All right. Just the joke is that the kicking his sister teeth into nothing makes sense because,
I mean, why would you kick someone's
teeth?
I mean, why would you kick someone's sister? That's kind of mean, though.
All right.
Okay, let me finish with a
rant. Yeah, you finish it off.
Okay, why did the orange stop rolling down the hill?
Oh, why?
Because he ran out of juice.
That was not bad. Josh, you tell a joke and then we're ending this call.
Okay, just wait. I'm going to pull up a dad joke.
Oh, you goddamn.
No, dude.
Dude, no.
I'm doing it.
Fine. I basically pulled up a dad joke, so.
Okay, wait. Best corny dad jokes.
All right, let's hear this.
Com.
How did you get a squirrel to like you?
Oh, a squirrel? Yeah. Oh, well, how?
You give it a nut.
No, you act like a nut.
I'm not.
What
a meat! You hear that? That's a
no, this is a better one. This is a better one.
That's a knee slap.
This one better one. I don't trust stairs.
Why?
Because they're always up to something.
That's a good one.
Got me love.
Oh.
Wow. That's quite funny. So bad.
Okay, so. Gonna wrap it up right there.
For
the whole podcast up until now. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, cheers, man.
And be sure to check out the one on Saturday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll sure as hell tune in.
Yeah.
Cheers, boys.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.